This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I've got a Bell's Oberon Category 6D American Wheat. Taking a look at it, it's sort of a medium light yellow color. It's got a little bit of haze, which is okay in this style, and a medium white head. Give it a 3 for appearance. Smelling it. It's got a mildly grainy, weedy aroma. Moderate esters. Sort of a light floral hop nose. The fermentation character's clean. Definitely not a German yeast. A little bit of malty sweetness there, too. It's very, very mild, but you know, it's got a noticeable wheat, it's got some esters, and it's got some hops, and that's all very good for the style. You want to get at least some wheat out of the nose. The rest of the characteristics are fairly optional as long as it's got an American yeast. Give it a 11. Flavor. It's a moderate malt and wheat flavor. There's some sweetness to it, somewhat estery. I think the bitterness is probably about medium low. It's not coming up and fighting with the wheat and the malt. The finish is off dry. With wheat flavor and esters in the finish. It's a fairly clean palate. Smooth, short finish. Getting a low hop flavor. Seems fairly floral. The initial malt impression has sort of a grainy and sweet up front. So, all of that's fairly good. Give it a 17. Mouthfeel. It's got a medium body. It's got medium-high carbonation. It's smooth with no alcohol warmth. All that's very good. Give it a 5. So, overall, it's a very easy drinking beer. The wheat's present. It's got a fair amount of esters. I like that it's got a little body and palate presence. The American flavors come out. The hops are not citrusy, though, so that's okay. The floral character sort of accentuates the wheat nicely. So I'm going to give it a 9 overall, or for a total of 45. So that's the Bell's Oberon, Category 6D American Wheat.